Blog Talk Radio.
Because of anxiety shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Drew, you there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I had to get out of the apartment. They putting roof on the house. They beating like hell. Shit.
Yeah.
I had to sit out of the car.
But it's extra loud. No talking today in here, huh?
Yeah. So I sit in my car, but there's so much peace of mind out here. I'm up on one of them shade trees, one of them. This tree's about 5,000 years old. So it's got a lot of knowledge and spirit in it. And so I went and rubbed it.
I'm outside.
See, the young man know about that. See, the young man know you go in the park, get one of them old trees and lay up against that. You feel that energy coming through there when you barefooted on that earth. It helps that arthritis and rheumatism. But Brother Drew, I look down at something that we are coming out of the protocol of the learned elders of Zion, and they gave us instructions and we follow those instructions, the Yamandu that they gave us, they say keep everything, to understand the knowledge of what's going on now, you had to keep everything Masonic. That's protocol number 7. They tell you keep everything, so when we're doing our research, everything would be Masonic. Well, Masonic means secret societies. So you know how we roll. We roll from the only way that you're going to have the truth and the pure knowledge is you ask yourself them 5 W's and 1 H. This is esoteric knowledge. So when we asked ourselves a question, where did the Masons come from, we go back in history and look and see that what is called a Mason in 2019 and Masonic knowledge in 2019 was first known as the mysteries. So what we will have to do is go back into the mysteries religion of whatever country is we talking about. And we're going to be talking about a country that came into existence 243 years ago, May 1st, 1776, that's 243 years old. We're going to talk about a country that was named America, which is a cooperation of 72 Scottish Rite Masons at Lodge Number 1 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, wrote a Bill of Rights, a Constitution, and a preamble, and these 72 Masons, Brother Drew, let me tell you the story of them. These 72 Masons was the aristocrat in the 13 countries that made up America, which we call the New England states. They were the aristocrats, meaning that they were the one that ran each one of these states. They was the governor, the chief of each one of these states. They were the most important people in these states. In these countries, they weren't states then, they was countries. In these countries, they got this, organized this group of men. Now, this country is ruled by them, and how we know that, the Great Seal of the United States of America come out of the Scottish Rite Masons, the sign of the Eye and the Pyramid. So everything is up under the old mystery knowledge of the Eye and the Pyramid, which me and you know who that Eye is, Brother Drew. Who's looking at you? And that pyramid got 720 blocks in it. And 7 and 2 is 9, and the 9 don't change. And that eye that's looking at you is who believes in that knowledge. So that eye would be in a person that is called the American. And the first American was John Hancock. They was Anglo-Saxons before they become Americans. And all of them was Anglo-Saxon, and all of them had different beliefs, and different, especially in religion. None of them believe in God, not the gods that you believe in. They gave you in a system, called a church system and a education system. These 72 men, they ain't believe in that. They ain't believe in that, and we know. We know who they believe in and what they believe in 2019. There ain't no secret. It can't be no secret. Societies, not with me, when I blown the false 46 different secret societies, and all of them is the same. So I'm an initiate, Graham Poutine talking now. And you go in your Bible and you read in Book of Acts, you ain't going to know shit to the Graham Poutine talk. You talking to him, the Yah man. So you're in the Western Hemisphere now, and this the Western Hemisphere, the Eastern and the Southern and the Northern Hemisphere brought their ass over here October the 23rd, 935 A.D. And that's the first time God ever set foot over here, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Wooten, Thorn, and Frigid, which was the female deity. Of some Anglo-Saxons called Vikings at that period in time. And that's funny, Brother Drew, we're getting close to October the 23rd, ain't we? You with me, Brother Drew?
Yeah, Brother White, yeah, I'm here. I have,
yeah,
we're getting close to October.
See, October the 23rd is right around the corner. This is a National American holiday. That it said an American holiday. That lets you know that we ain't Americans, because we don't know nothing about this. Only a certain group of people know about this and celebrate Leif Erik the Red's birthday as a National American holiday. I mean, that's what we know about the secret societies that will come over here. There ain't no damn secret. Hell, the Yah man know all the secrets.
Sound like a sacrifice coming up. You know, every time they have one of these holidays, Brother Wild, sacrifice is made somewhere.
Right. And see, you had to see when we go back into the mysteries. If you read in the Bible, especially the Paulinian time period, you hear Paul talk about nothing but the mysteries of God, the mysteries of God. Well, you had to go back into the history of the mystery of God, and you find the history of the mystery of God in any mythology books of any nation of people. You find the mystery, God, religion, and they believe. But you was taught that mythology is hoodoo and hoodoo, and you didn't entertain this, you African Americans, because that Jesus, they don't learn that knowledge. But white boys put this book. See, all books came from the east to the west, and when you got talking to the Yah man, you talking with esoteric knowledge, not exoteric knowledge. The shit that was brought over here. See, all books came from the east to the west. That shit was brought over here. So when we go back in to history, we'll start with the people of hell, a Hellenistic nation of people. So the people of hell, we asking ourselves them five W's, you know, in question. And when we asked ourselves, who were the people of hell, then we'll see that it was a Germanic tribe of pagan, barbarian, heathen, sun god and moon god worshiping nomads. This is what they said about themselves, this Germanic. This is what they wrote in their history books and said about themselves. I'm only quoting this shit. I want to get this straight now so you won't holler, oh, he prejudiced, he racist. He shouldn't say that about them. They humans too. Oh, hell no, they ain't write that in their book. We're going to go and look in their goddamn book and see what they wrote in their book. That's what the Yah man is about. We go look in the book and see what they said. This is what they said that they were. And their religious belief was based upon human sacrifice. Their gods was not appeased till they sacrifice a certain number of people in a bonfire or on an altar, and then they drink this person's blood and eat the man's nuts to get his power. Especially if he was a warrior that they had killed, they ate their nuts.
Uh-huh.
So they wrote this in history about themselves. Hell, I'm only goddamn it repeating it. And if you ain't got the book, I goddamn sure got the book. That's for all the non-believers. We're not believers. We deal with facts. And that's not a belief. See, religion is based upon belief. And belief is not a fact. Esoteric knowledge is based on a damn fact. Because the 5 W's and the 1 H in a chronological order, using ethnology, which is the language of the nation of people, it got you by the yin yang. And we know this. So let's see, going back in history, we see that the people of hell lived in a certain area, had a certain religion, which was based upon the Druidism. And we see that all of their belief system, we have record of their belief system. So we ask ourselves a question, where is hell? Because we know, we read about it in the Bible, Jesus and all of this stuff, these Hellenistic people, hell was a bad place to be. So we would ask ourselves a question. The land of the people of hell is in a country that we call Norway. And the capital, if we go in there and look at one time, of Norway was called hell. And if you Google, you can go to hell, Norway, as we speak. That's amazing. We can go to hell, get on a plane, and go to hell.
Right.
Shit. Go to hell just that goddamn quick. These are the people of hell. Now, we asked ourselves a question. We can see when this pagan Germanic race of people who had blood sacrifice, which is the same as communion in modern day time, they call it communion, drinking the blood of Jesus and eating his body. Symbolizes bread. When you go back, this is all the shit you can see, Brother Drew, when we go back from the beginning of where this shit first started, it came
right
out of, this is what we're seeing. Now, these people conquered some nomads that was Hamites. They were nomads, these nomads was Hamites, just as these pagan nomads was, called the Yehudas. Now, the Yehudas was the smartest tribe of people in the Hamite time period, because all of them was called, all the Hamites called themselves Yehudas, and they had a school of thought, so they had one belief, that of Yehuda. You call it Judah in this language, but it's Yehuda in their language. When they mixed their seed, these barbarians conquered them, where they had babies by these Yehudas, Brother Drew.
Uh-huh.
And guess what the baby? And guess what the baby was called?
What's that?
Greek. This is what they wrote in their goddamn history books. This baby was called a Greek. And they became a great nation of people up under the teaching of Yehuda. That's why Alexander the Great said that this teaching would last for 2,000 years because the Yehudas was the smartest people in the world. At that time, still, it was some pure Hamites that was there. That's they. Grandchildren and children and the great grandchildren, great, 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 all the way down. These great Greeks came along. And you came through another age and a time period called the Ionian time period of when this barbaric race of people, now, it's some pure Hellenes in Norway. They got some purebreds up there that ain't mixed they seed with Yehuda. They got the purebred. That's what they was trying to go back to, the purebred. That's what they always been trying to go. That's what Hitler was trying to do, go back to the purebred. But he didn't do a good job because right now in Germany and Russia, only 5% of the people that's in Germany and Russia is purebred. When back in the 40s, it was down there 80 or 90%, Brother Drew. But they mixed their seed with the Persian Muslim. Both these people, Russia and the Persian Muslims, and they got what they got now. Half-breeds. You see, this is how you start another nation of people. Is the another nation of people started with the booty. That's what it was started with, Brother Drew. They call it booty.
Right.
You see. Now we see this, we found out who the Greeks is. Now let's fast forward this mystery, and these come up under, if you study the history of Delphite oracles. See, they had each one of these mysteries had an oracle. They still got oracles. Don't think they still ain't got oracles, because each secret society has an oracle, and they still here. The same secret societies that was back during these times, they still here up under another name. Because in these secret societies, as we go along, you can see where other secret societies came out of that secret society, meaning that it was some people, members of the Scottish Rite Masons that were Shriners, but they also was members of Skull and Bone. They was members of the Greek fraternities. But it was the same thing. But this is where a society grew out of a secret society, and it was called a fraternity of sorority. But it's nothing but the same thing as a secret society, because the knowledge that they teach you and the initiation that you have is based upon the mysteries of the first secret society. You understand what I'm talking about, Brother Drew?
Yes, sir. Gotcha.
Yeah. See, and other secret societies like the Skull and Bones, they came out of the other secret side and go, they say, well, hell, we ain't going to stay with these people here. We 5 damn millionaires. Hell, let's get together and start ourselves of these businesses up under this society and only let certain businessmen come into it, sort of like the NFL.
Right.
You got to be a zillionaire to get into the NFL to be a member. You have to be a zillionaire, not a billionaire, not a trillionaire, not a millionaire, but a zillionaire. For you to become a member, that's an elite group of aristocrats that live in this society as we speak. All professional sports is this elite society. And I find it very interesting. All your football signals is that of the Masonic Lodge. Touchdown is the healing sign. Unsportsmanlike, the lay of the game. That's a Masonic sign of the Scottish Rite Mason of the Great Seal of America. And these people are members of that organization, so they base their knowledge and wisdom upon that. The Scottish Rite Masons, they have a degree in their order called the Three Ruffians. Somebody look like me and you, that's what I asked and put up under, the Three Ruffians. 99.99%. The only way that you ain't up under this Three Ruffians is you a Yahman. And hell, me and Drew know all the Yahman and the Yah women. It's very few of us, ain't it, Drew?
Yeah, that's a remnant.
What the book say, a small remnant. It's a small, small remnant of us. It's a very small remnant of us. Now, when we look through history, we ask ourselves the question. The history book that I showed you, this history book, all you esoteric students that's listening to me, get that book. That is a hell of a book. I've been had it quite some time. We did a lot of lessons out of it. But get that book. It's got some hell of knowledge in it, in this book. Because this is what we coming out of this book, but I already knew this. But in this book verifies back up. Well, because you, in other words, this book published the secrets that's in the secret society. And the only reason that they was allowed to do this is because their work is done. You'll see a sign and a symbol with two snakes. One snake got his tail in his mouth. Well, that's a complete cipher. Well, the snake with the tail in the mouth is in existence. Then you see the snake in medical science that's wrapped around each other. That's when they were mating. Well, they got the tail in the mouth now. They're complete because they become a cipher. And so they don't give a damn about you knowing the knowledge. You can't stop the knowledge. You see what I'm talking about, Brother Drew?
It's, yeah, I understand that.
You can know the knowledge like we know it, and we do know it. But what the knowledge has stated back here centuries ago, it's in existence as we speak, all the way up into a new constitution that was a Republican constitution and not a republic constitution. So we up under a national republic constitution now, but a new constitution has been written that is called a national republican constitution. Well, that don't care with it no Democratic and Republican party. The only party that carries with it is federal. That's the only party. And we're finna go into that. As a matter of fact, we already into that. It just ain't been announced yet. And see, it ain't been announced yet, but we high and we already up under that. We came up under that when Donald Trump became the appointed president of the United States of America. And that word of is a very important word. You got to know who the of is and who the of ain't. So you know the truth. Yeah, you got to know. You got to know who that of is. You see, and who it is and who it ain't. You got everything to do with this knowledge as we speak. And you're up on a hellaism system. So when you ask yourself, who are you in a hellenistic system? And they say that you're an emancipated slave. Well, that's equal to a serf. Well, we ask ourselves a question. What do they say that we are? Well, if you are a Democrat, he say that you are a plebeian. If you are a Republican, he say that you are a Eloch. Under these two Germanic, ancient Greek, Roman forms of government. That's what he say. So, now, the next thing you have to do is ask yourself a question. What the hell is a plebeian? What the hell is a Heloc? Go look it up in the damn dictionary. They don't have no problem telling you how they feel about your ass. And you running around here hollering, I'm a Democrat. Go look it up. Go look it up. You think I'm lying to you? Look the damn word up. Look up these words, what you call yourself. And you so proud of these beautiful titles that white daddy done give your ass. You see, you had to know who gave you your religion, your education. Because your religion started off as a secret society, Christianity. And you don't know anything about the Jesuits. You don't know anything about the Gnostics. You don't know nothing about Tertullian. You don't know nothing about Trinilodian. You don't know nothing about Constantine. You don't know nothing about these people of a religion that you say you believe in. And then how did you get that damn religion? And what year did you get that religion? And how did that religion feel about you before, goddammit, you got the Holy Ghost and start speaking in tongues? How did that religion feel about you? Because the way it felt in 1870, it didn't feel like that in 1869. Because you didn't get the Holy Ghost to 1870. So all of these questions, as a y'all man, we asked ourselves. That's how you can't bullshit conversation with us. You can't have no bullshit conversation. In this book, it said that the number one secret society in history is called the most evil secret society in history. The number one they will start off with would be the Illuminati. I found that very interesting, Brother Drew, that they would start with the Illuminati out of all of these secret societies, the top 10, they started with the Illuminati. If I would have started this, and I'd have been in a chronological order, I'd have started with the assassins, the Hasidim, which is the same as the assassin. And then I would have went to the thugs. That's India. That's who they were in India. And then I'd have went, if I went to Africa, I'd have went to the Mau Mau first. See, all of these in each one of them hemisphere. And then if I was dealing with Japan, I'd have went to the Tang. If I was dealing with Germany, I'd say hell to Thule Society. But all of these societies was before the Illuminati. And they number one. And why they number one? Because the members of the Illuminati from when it got started was initiated in all of these other societies, just like me, Brother Drew. That's all these men was in these secret societies. And we can see that May 1st, 1776, five times when you read the history of the Illuminati, you'll see it walk through history. You can ask the history. This book will tell you the history of the Illuminati in a chronological order. Who was the first and what this idea came from and what this. I'm just telling you the story that's in this book. When you get to the Illuminati and how it came to where you live in America, May 1st, 1776 is when it got started with Weinstein, the father of the present-day Illuminati. We see that in history. May 1st, 1776 is when what? Everything was fine. And I find it very interesting, Brother Drew, that May 1st is an old Jewish holiday called May Day.
May Day, yeah. May Day. Huh?
It's called May Day. May 1st, 1776. Now, when we look back into history, we'll see that George Washington, he disapproved of them. And in this book, we can go read what George Washington said about the Illuminati, of them coming in up under into America's republic form of government that was observing old pagan holidays. Washington said that, it's in this book, here it is. Washington said that they would come in with this idea and he disapproved of it because this idea of the Illuminati was based upon an Islamic mistress, Jesuit mental discipline, and Freemasons teaching, which was the idea of the Illuminati, means the enlightened one. They was up under this, all of these teaching. That's the reason the Scottish Rite Masons over here, when you're in the lodge, the Bible go out the lodge in the fourth degree, which is the Royal Art degree, and the Quran come in into existence. If you go down and look on any shrine hospital, you don't see the cross, but every goddamn one of them will tell you they Christians. All the black shriners and the white shriners, the first thing come out of their mouth is they Christians. Ask them how come a cross ain't on your building if you're a Christian. You got the sign of a Muslim because they Muslims. They don't believe in Christian teaching. That's why they say when you see, I see a man has got a mason ring on or something, I ask him, I said, why that dog following you? And he'll turn around and say, is he this high with his tongue wagging, his throat cut and his bowels hanging out? What is he saying to me? He's saying that, see, the masons read how you're supposed to read from right to left. He don't believe in God. God is a dog to him. That he has cut his bowels out, cut his throat, and snatched his tongue out of his damn head. That's what the sign means. So George Washington was against this teaching, but Thomas Jefferson was. And 24 years after George Washington became president, who became president of the United States? Thomas Jefferson. This is when you went up under the New World Order's thinking and teaching. And from that time period to now, you can see where your ass is in this World Order government that's going to go into effect in less than 7 years, because they're dealing with only a Republican Democratic form of government only lasts 250 years, and you in your 243rd year as we speak. And you can see and how certain things have happened that this government has been involved. In protocol number 7, it says that we will bring the guns of China against you. Well, let's entertain that, Brother Drew. The guns of China is that what they are talking about is that they are going to put you up under, if you're an esoteric student, the same system that China is up under. So you and I go look up under what system China is up under. This is what Rothschild and Protocol of Learned Elder Zion said we could do this. So when we look at the system that's in China, we can see that October 2020, well, your ass got to have a new driver's license called your identification. It's already in China. Instead of being biblical or putting a chip in your body, we'll just put that chip, and it is a chip on that damn card.
Out of the water.
Driver's license that we will identify you by. That time I slide that card, everything about your ass come up. Boom. If you driving down the road, I just put your name in the system and GPA gonna pick your ass up where you is. I don't think y'all heard me now. See, this is the new system. that's coming to town. He ain't here yet, but it's on its goddamn way. See, your ears done heard it, but your eyes ain't seen it yet. That's what the Bible says. Your ears done heard it, but your eyes ain't seen it. But October 2020, your eyes don't see it. And for you to get this card, you got to have your birth certificate. Now, all of y'all was born in the country with them midwives and stuff that ain't got no birth certificate. You need to come up with some kind of social, something to identify your ass, because you won't be able to sell and buy in America. You better hear me talking to your ass. this is what when we study the Illuminatis and come and look at this history book, this is what we're going to see, because what is happening is in these books. Then we have to ask ourselves a question: how did China fight? China fight up under the knowledge of the order of the war. They don't believe in attacking your ass, kill your ass economically. That's the reason that America is divided into four parts. You have the New England states. That's America. Now, America has some territorial states. That's California and Western states, they call Western Territory. They have some four commonwealths, which is the commonwealth, countries, / state. And then they have the republic, which Texas, where your ass living right now, states, countries, / states. And Texas is the capital of all the republic states, or it's the biggest. And it's the only state that has to renew its statehood every 2 years, because it's not in the union, it's of the union. And they can get their ass out anytime they want to get out. And if they get out right now, Brother Drew, Texas would be the 10th wealthiest country in the world. So when we do make this great transition and they do away with all states and each state go back to where they was called at first, countries, then where we live in, you'll be the one of the richest damn countries in the world. That's why Abbott is doing all the finagling and wiggling and trading with China and getting the rail and all of this stuff. This is why Texas is doing this shit, because they know what's going to happen. They're preparing for it. It's just us. Now, if somebody look like us, you better join the Nation of Islam, because if you dissatisfied with how Trump is running things, you better go and get you a voice and be with a member of the UN, because everybody be nations then. You be United Nations. Everybody have a seat. You be represented. You have a voice. So you a nation. You somebody. But if you stay with this country, then you what that country believe in. You don't have your own set of rules and regulations. Everybody's going to be up under one world religion, which is going to be Zionism. Everything going to fall up on Zionism. And maybe I'll lecture next week on what is Zionism. We ask ourselves, what is Zionism? Where it come from? Who is the Zionist? Well, we call them Jews. They were Yehudas. And when they wrote in a book that when every religion say that the Yehuda who you call the Jews, who's the chosen people of God. Why is they the chosen people of God? Because every Germanic race of people mixed they seed with a Yehuda, Brother Drew.
Right.
And what you see now is the children of that mixing. And everything that comes from the east, the southern, and the northern hemisphere would tell you the Jews are the chosen people of God. But not no goddamn Yarmulke, because we didn't believe in gods. They was the people of gods. They ate the food of the gods. And the gods, who is the gods? The gods is a Germanic race of people. That used to be colored people when they went into the Caucasus Mountains, and they say 50,000 years ago something happened to them. They wrote that history. They say what happened to them is that Mars came down, which is the fourth planet, invaded them, had children by them, bred with them, and the children that came out of that breeding became Neanderthals, and they became extinct. And this Neanderthal became a Paramecium man, a Cro-Magnon man, a reindeer man, a Homo sapiens, mankind, a kind of man that was a subhuman that starts his history off as a Neanderthal that was a reptilian. That's what he say about himself. Know the truth? That's what he wrote in the book. Every nation of people say this about it. It's wrote in every nation of people's mythology. It's wrote in every nation of people's Bible. In every religious Bible, this story is wrote in it about Magog and God, a Satan Germanic race of people, which call themselves Americans and Britons. Those are facts. That's they wrote this about themselves. Brother Drew, and hid it into the secret society. And see, when we trace in this history, we see that all that they believe, we can go back to ask ourselves a question. What is the religious belief over here? They say it's angelic, gospel, Christian, epistle, teaching. Up under the high church, the low church, the broad church. So the Apostle Creed, Nicene Creed, and the Tertullian Creed. The Tertullian Creed is the Illuminati's. That's what they believe in. Tertullian Creed. These three creeds. The education system and the belief of the people will be up under the ancient Greco-Roman Sophite system. So we ask ourselves a question, when the hell is the Sophite system? Well, then we'll see that the Sophite system was, and what do they teach? We ask ourselves a question, is they teach what we call love. These schools of thoughts, the ancient Sophites. We see that it was 12 schools of thoughts up in ancient Greek. These people killed all seven of them, and the first one they killed off was Dialog, because Dialogs didn't believe a damn thing that they believed in, because they tell you to prove that that was right. Well, these people believed in the four types of love: agape, stogate, eros, and phalo, which the Apostate Creed churches say that they agree with these teachings, but the Nicene Creed disagree with these teachings, and both of them say they're Christians. This is as we speak right now. And both of these people say that they are Christian. They are teaching the correct way of a character named Jesus Christ up under this teaching. This is America's teaching. And those four types of love is agape, stoge, phalo, and eros. Your school system is based upon the knowledge of the alphabets. But the first goddamn thing they teach you in school is that you don't learn your ABCs. Well, that's the first lie they get you with, Brother Drew, is you holler A, B, C, D, E, F, C, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, T, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Now I said my ABCs, what do you think of me? And everybody just clap like hell. Oh, my baby knows his ABCs. You don't know your goddamn ABCs because your ABCs is 22 signs and symbols. You know your alphabets. You read and you write in your alphabets, which has a big A and a little A, because your ABCs ain't got no little A or little nothing. And the 10th sign and symbol in your ABCs ain't a J, it's a Y. And you ain't going to know that not unless you know esoteric knowledge in a Mason about your ABCs. So you see how you have been hoodwinked and cable-toed, and you got a doctor's degree with a summa cum laude, magna cum laude, and a cum laude. But you snowflakes, baby. And the knowledge that your ass done been put up on. Coming out of this Masonic order of the free roughing, meaning that he done genocized somebody look like me and you. Because once you say that I'm an African American, he got your ass. Once you say I'm a Korean American, he got your ass. Once you say that you are America and put the adjective on it, he got your ass in his school of thoughts and his way of thinking. You can't even speak your language of your people that you originally came from.
Right.
You are pure American, and he got your ass. He got you by your yin yang. But the chosen people of God wrote a book, and they tell somebody that look like me and you, Brother Drew, to come out of that way of thinking. Don't believe what that son of a bitch said? Proverbs 3, verse 31 says, him and not your oppressor, choose none other way. Now, Jesus the Nazarene, the old Naz, who was a Sephardic Jew, when he told his disciples to go out and teach what he was teaching, he told you, first thing he told you, don't go in the ways of the Gentile, meaning don't go to the white folks with his knowledge. Now, this hippie on a stick that came 275 years after Jesus the Nazarene, this hippie that they call Jesus Christ, that is a Ashkenazi Jew. He don't look like me and you. He's an Ashkenazi Jew. It's two types of Jews. One look like me and you. The other one is a subhuman. He came with another teacher of that of an Ashkenazi 6th century Jew. That was a mesmerite Jew. And you didn't go study your history. Paul told you ass study to show yourself proof, or you're going to meet me and Brother Drew. And we were going to be tearing niggas' asses up, Brother Drew, with all what you say you believe in. So when we follow instructions that's wrote, then this is what we come up with. This is a secret society. So you have to understand about these secret societies and what power that they hold in 2019, because we all going up under one system and we already into it. But you can survive. You always survive. The one thing about somebody that look like you and me, we always come up with a group of survivors, Brother Drew,
right,
that knew how to survive.